You are all familiar with that old story about a farmer who every time he went to the fields would stop by this small chapel, kneel down, and after a few minutes would go on to the fields. And one day a neighbor found him doing this and said, "What do you do in there?" And he said simply, "I look at God and God looks at me. And then I take him with me to work." Any relationship, including the relationship with God, demands our attention. Have you ever talked to someone whose mind was far from you? Have you ever talked to someone that while you were speaking, they were already preparing to say something that had nothing to do with what you were saying? Have you ever tried to be a friend to someone who wasn't even paying attention to you? That is why in the church, when we have the readings from the epistle or the gospel, one of the first things the priest says is, "Wisdom, pay attention." When someone's talking to you, think of them, pay attention to what they're saying, honor and respect them by giving them your time. There was a book once written about prayer, and it was called Wasting Time with God. Waste time with Him, waste time with each other, because you will find that the time you give away will enrich you by making space in your life for someone else. There are many people who are lonely and who seek good and long-lasting relationships but do not make room for others. Sometimes it's fear because of past relationships. Sometimes it's lack of faith because I don't know how things will turn out. Sometimes we forget that we are all in the same boat. That courage can only exist with where fear has put something in our heart first. How can you ever be courageous if there's nothing to be afraid of? You are only courageous when, in spite of the fear, you say, "I will make time for you. I will waste time with you. I will give God my attention, and I will listen and pay attention," because you have to make space in your life if you want to give up loneliness. If you make no space, neither God nor people will find a place in your life. So for every one of us, it is slightly different. For every one of us, the choices are not simple. But I think the church and God reminds us that it is not good for us to be alone. This is the phrase that God said in Genesis. And so we look for one another, but we have to make space, we have to give time, and eventually we have to open our heart and our life and say, "It is good to be with you. I am yours, even for this minute, even for those minutes or hours. Pay attention. It's the best way and the only way to make a memory and make a life." Slava Isusu Hristu!